From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Over the past month, three Illinois universities have had labor disputes with faculty that, as of today, have resulted in strikes. First up, the Chicago State University faculty struck last Monday. Then, on Thursday, Eastern Illinois University faculty walked off the job in Charleston. That's the sound we just heard. And as of this morning, the faculty at Governor State University in the south suburbs of Chicago, they are also on strike. These are among the smaller public institutions of higher education in Illinois, at least compared with the University of Illinois and Illinois State. And compared to those flagship universities, the striking schools also serve a significant number of students from disadvantaged and marginalized communities. These strikes are actually part of a national trend in higher education. Unionized faculty have been striking across the country for better wages and better work environments, among other demands. Joining us now to talk about all this is Lisa Philip, higher education reporter at NPR station WBEZ in Chicago. Lisa, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, if for a national perspective, is Sarah Brown, news editor at the Chronicle of Higher Education. Sarah, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And throughout our conversation, we'll also be hearing from Jennifer Stringfellow, who's the Eastern Illinois University chapter president of the University Professionals of Illinois. She was not able to join us live today, but our producer, Jose Zepeda, spoke with her yesterday. And for the sake of transparency, we did reach out to the administrations of Eastern Illinois and Governor State Universities. They declined to be on the program, but sent statements. For its part, Eastern says it remains committed to reaching a good faith resolution that sensibly balances its employees' needs with the opportunity, accessibility, and quality education all EIU students and families have come to expect. As the university continues to work toward a mutual resolution, please know that contingencies are in place for ensuring current students complete the spring 2023 semester and graduate on time. And with that, we want to hear from you. Join our conversation today at 800-222-9455 if you have questions or comments about the faculty on strike at three universities here in Illinois. Again, 800-222-9455. So, Lisa, I want to begin with you, as I think we heard a little bit in your background, that you're actually, I understand, out at Governor State. What are you seeing this morning?
Yeah, that's right. I'm here. I just got here a little while ago, and we have a few dozen faculty members picketing outside campus. They're chanting, you know, that they want a fair contract, of course, better student support. And from what I understand, they'll be joined by some faculty members from Chicago State and from Eastern Illinois as well.
Quite possibly one of those Eastern faculty members is, as I mentioned earlier, UPI President Jennifer Stringfellow. Let's listen to some tape of her talking about what got union members to commit to a strike.
It is still not easy, even though we have a lot of people out on our strike line and our picket line. But it doesn't feel good to any of us. We'd all rather be teaching. We'd all rather be in our classrooms and feel that we have been forced to do this because we have an administration that is just refusing to respect the sacrifices that we made for Eastern, give us credit even for that in any way, shape, or form.
So Lisa, again, that was the president of the Eastern Illinois University Union. Does that match what you're hearing from faculty at Chicago State and Governor State as well?
Yes, absolutely. I'm hearing that faculty at all three institutions have gotten to this point where they just feel undervalued and don't have, they both, you know, don't have pay that supports what they do, but also they're seeing increased workloads as a result of, you know, fewer tenure track positions and more work being put on the faculty who remain. So I think all three faculties are, you know, drawing this line in the sand because things have gone in a certain way for so long that they don't want to put up with it anymore. And, you know, we had a strike at University of Illinois Chicago in January where the faculty were on strike for 5 days and they ended up getting most of what they wanted. So it's possible that these members here, these faculty members here at Eastern Illinois and Governor State and Chicago State took, you know, took notice of what was happening there at UIC and said, maybe we can do this too.
Sarah Brown with the Chronicle of Higher Education. I want to bring you into the conversation now. Talk about what we're seeing in Illinois in the context of a national trend.
Yeah, so there are actually at least 5 active strikes on college campuses right now. So in addition to Governor's State, Chicago State, and Eastern Illinois, there are also faculty striking at Rutgers University in New Jersey at all 3 campuses in that system. At the University of Michigan, graduate students are on strike. We've also recently had, you know, Temple University in Philadelphia, graduate students there recently wrapped up a multiple weeks strike. Last fall, Eastern Michigan faculty went on strike. And then also there was the really large strike at the University of California system. And that was really one of the, I think, you know, inspirations for a lot of this strike activity and unionization activity that we're seeing across higher ed. But this massive moment where, you know, unions representing 48,000 workers across the University of California, graduate students, postdoctoral fellows, academic researchers, they all went on strike for weeks in trying to get a better contract. And so there's really a national context of just an uptick of union activity across the country.
You know, you sort of hinted at this in what you just said there, but say more about whether is this more prevalent at smaller universities, bigger university systems, or is this across the board?
I'd say it's across the board. The contexts are different, right? Depending on, you know, whether you're at a small or a large institution. You know, there's the context here that's kind of important, and Lisa alluded to this as well, is sort of financial. So, you know, public higher ed across the board has faced budget cuts for years, especially since the 2008 recession. There are different situations across the country, but, you know, budget cuts were certainly an issue in Illinois. At one point, due to a budget standoff, colleges didn't get state funding for months and months. And this really has an impact on smaller regional colleges, which are some of the schools that in Illinois that are on strike right now. They tend to be less resourced than flagship campuses like the University of Illinois, so they're more reliant on that state funding. In addition to all of that, enrollment is falling off at many colleges in the Midwest due to demographic change. And so, you know, and state funding is typically to some extent, at least a little bit, tied to your enrollment. So fewer students means less money. You know, institutions like Chicago State, they're serving a more vulnerable student population, needs more financial aid, support to stay on track. So there's this larger context where a lot of public university faculty, especially at these under-resourced public regional institutions, they already have not been getting consistent raises for some time. And there's a lot of frustration there. And they're, you know, they're managing that higher workload, as Lisa just said. So, you know, from the faculty's perspective, you know, enough is enough. But also from the college's perspective, especially at these less resourced regional institutions, they're facing difficult financial situations right now. And I think officials don't feel like they have a lot of wiggle room to increase pay.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about faculty on strike at 3 public universities in Illinois. As of this morning, Governor State University joined the faculty that began striking last week at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston and Chicago State University. We're talking about all this with Lisa Philip, who is the higher education reporter at WBEZ, the NPR station in Chicago, and Sarah Brown, news editor at the Chronicle of Higher Education. 800-222-9455 if you want to join us today. That's 800-222-9455. And Sarah, you were just talking about the question of resources, and we have another bit of tape from the Eastern Illinois University chapter president, union chapter president, Jennifer Stringfellow, talking exactly about that, state funding for higher education dropping in Illinois. Let's listen to that.
Financially, it was the members of our union that helped keep EIU solvent during those Rauner years when public education was being so under and defunded. And so we had agreed to, Unit A faculty, who are the tenure track faculty, agreed to no increases so that we could use that money to help pay for our annually contracted faculty.
So that she was the Rauner administration, of course, was during the budget impasse with Governor Bruce Rauner, where institutions of higher education went largely without funding for almost or about 2 years. Lisa, where does the state stand on funding for its higher education institutions?
Yeah, the interesting thing about the budget impasse is that funding for state funding for higher ed has been going down since for about two decades now, according to data from the state. If you take into account inflation, state funding for higher education has gone down by 50%. So that's really hit, especially, you know, Sarah mentioned, it really has hit smaller regional universities hard. And part of that is that, you know, you've seen this flip where two decades ago, state funding accounted for about 70% of public university revenue in the state. And the remainder was made up with tuition and fees paid by students. And now we've seen that almost completely flip. We have a breakdown of about 65% is made up by tuition and fees, and the remaining 35% is made up by public funding. So you have this situation where these schools are having to make up, for budget shortfalls with tuition and fees, but they also serve students that aren't able to pay higher tuition. So I think, you know, that has something to do with declining enrollment. These universities have tried to keep tuition costs down, but of course that's only been possible to a certain extent because of the declining state funding. And the other thing about, you know, a decrease in public funding is that these smaller schools have less institutional support for those students who need it. So, you know, less money for scholarships for students who come from low-income backgrounds. Whereas a school like U of I, they have more students paying full tuition and being able to subsidize spots for students who aren't able to pay the full amount. So it's really this coming together of a lot of forces that has brought us to this situation today where we're seeing three campuses on strike. And, you know, there's another public university in Chicago that is taking a strike vote this week.
All right, let's go to the phones now at 800-222-9455. Robert is calling from Charleston on line four. Robert, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hi, I'm a professor at Eastern and I'm out on strike. And I think that I brought in $5 million in grant funding over the past decade to Eastern. I graduated 40-something graduate students. Eastern, as the institution, has of the regional institutions, we have the highest graduation rate, we have the highest retention rate, and that's because of the faculty there. The administration hasn't given our due that there's a surplus in instruction and instructional support on their budget line, and that's because they have laid it all on us. They haven't hired faculty back since the budget impasse, and we are doing more with less, but we're still doing it. And it, to me, is this totally could have been avoided if they had bargained in good faith from the beginning. They didn't move on their across the board increases until 3 weeks ago. So this whole thing could have been avoided if the administration was upfront and paid us our due. That's all I really have.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Sarah, I wonder if you want to respond to anything that you heard from Robert there that tracks with what you've seen elsewhere.
Go ahead. For sure. So, you know, what I heard there is, you know, a faculty member who has made the point that, you know, we at the Chronicle have heard from many faculty members who have gone out on strike, as well as, you know, graduate students who help teach classes. You know, they say we are the lifeblood of this institution. You know, if we aren't at work doing our jobs, you know, the university doesn't function as it's supposed to. And, you know, often we hear complaints from faculty that not only are they doing more with less and they're not getting regular pay raises, they often point out that, you know, as they see it, administrators, the sort of senior leaders of their institutions, are getting, you know, annual pay raises, and they're making six figures or more in some cases, and they feel like that's really unfair. Now, from the college's perspective, right, sometimes, again, the financial situation is genuinely a difficult one. And some of the, you know, demands that the unions are making, you know, the colleges are saying this is just not a reasonable proposal for us. Like, we really just cannot financially swing this. So, you know, some unions that have gone on strike have asked for, you know, 30% raises in a matter of, you know, 3 or 4 years. And college officials are saying, we just can't do that. And, you know, another issue that came up in the, you know, University of California, for example, you know, graduate students there and teaching assistants were asking for cost of living raises, right? Because the cost of living in certain areas, this is also an issue, I'm sure, in Chicago, cost of living has gone up. And you know, the universities say, we can't tie pay to, you know, cost of living. That would be really unpredictable for us and would make it really difficult, if not impossible, to balance the budget on a regular basis. And so,
yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We need to take a break. We're going to wrap this conversation after a short break. This is the 21st show. We're going to continue talking about strikes at three universities. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.
This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the strikes taking place at three of the smaller public universities across Illinois. Chicago State University faculty went out last Monday, followed by Eastern Illinois University in Charleston on Thursday. And just today, this morning, Tuesday, Governor State University faculty are on strike in the Chicago suburbs. They're covering that at Governor State is Lisa Philip, who is higher education reporter at NPR station WBEZ in Chicago. And we're also joined by Sarah Brown, news editor at the Chronicle of Higher Education. We also have been hearing from the union president at Eastern Illinois University and got a statement from EIU officials that reads in part, the university remains committed to reaching a good faith resolution. Let's listen to one more clip from Jennifer Stringfellow, who again is the Eastern Illinois University chapter president with the University Professionals of Illinois. And she talked a little bit about what she sees as an attack on public education.
Over the years, I have seen a growing force of private. I don't want to have my ideas challenged. I don't want to have my lifestyle, whatever it is, my belief system challenged. And because of public education, it's going to be. And so there's been this big move towards private or to defund public education. It happens to be our turn now.
Sarah, can I ask you about that? I mean, do you see these faculty action here fitting into this broader, call it a culture war question, if you will, that she describes as the attack on higher education?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of understandable anxiety among faculty members. You know, nationally, we're, you know, looking at this context where, you know, generally public higher ed has faced these funding cuts. There's just like declining support generally among politicians, especially from the Republican Party, of higher education as a public good. So I think there's understandably a lot of anxiety among faculty about some of the rhetoric that they're hearing about, you know, sort of attacking higher ed as we just heard. And I think some of it is not just rhetoric, right? There are actually state legislatures that are proposing various bills that would restrict the teaching of certain subjects, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's this larger issue here where I think faculty feel like, you know, the way that they have sort of taught and researched and served their institutions, it's being threatened. And there is this larger shift going on with higher education right now.
Lisa Philip, we're almost out of time. Last question to you. I think you mentioned this earlier, strike vote looming at Northeastern Illinois University, another public institution. Just talk a little bit more about that and what you're watching for in the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, so Northeastern Illinois University is really striking in that in the past 10 years, they've had their enrollment cut in half. And, you know, I don't I think there's this perception out there that maybe that's because a place like this isn't needed. Like, why can't students go to U of I or UIC? And the thing is, a place like Northeastern is really unique in that it's set up to serve students who aren't served at big places like that. I profiled a student who is finishing her bachelor's degree at Northeastern while working a full-time job with the city and raising two kids. And she attributes being able to do that because of Northeastern. It has a flexible schedule where she can take classes in the evening when she's not working. And her student, her professors really showed the sense of understanding that their students aren't like your, what a lot of people have this picture of as a traditional college student of this 18-year-old who has all the time in the world to, you know, do extracurriculars and be present on campus. These professors at Northeastern really understand that their students have all of these competing obligations, and they show a level of understanding and really orient themselves around meeting the students where they're at and just recognize the value that, like, these students need access to higher education as well. So they have had this enrollment decline. That's brought with it financial ramifications. They've already dealt with declining state funding for years. And a lot of the faculty have said that in response to, you know, these financial challenges, the administration has sort of sought out more traditional college students who need less support. You know, they need less tutoring. They need less individual attention maybe to go through and graduate. And as a result, boost graduation rates and take less funding. And faculty members are really upset because that they see that as sort of antithetical to what their mission is as a university.
Lisa Phillip with WBEZ and Sarah Brown at the Chronicle of Higher Education. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
Thank you.